Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, Ann, interesting. Right off the top, you have a review for us because you were in Toronto just recently.
I was. Our production of Casey and Diana has opened at Soul Pepper.
All right.
Minus Kristen Pellerin, who was playing Diana, because she's got family business on the go, is expecting a baby soon. So a group of us were down for the opening of that last week, which was so exciting. What a wonderful thing to see the work of the Stratford Festival going beyond Stratford. That was a play that we commissioned, and it was so beautiful. Such a beautiful, beautiful production here and play by Nick Green, and so it opened in Toronto.
All right.
And people, it was a short run here because we were still recovering from the pandemic last year, so we did the studio in stock, as they say, so one play after another as opposed to all at the same time. So this is giving a lot of people who didn't get a chance to come here in the early spring a chance to see this in a beautiful play in Toronto.
And it's fascinating. It was such a big hit, as you mentioned, at Stratford Festival, and fascinating that this show has been remounted so quickly.
Yes, well, we transferred it, and so I think that's what it's called. There it is, and now I think someone said to me yesterday that there are all kinds of theaters now who want to get the rights to do the play, so that's wonderful news. What a terrific additional role for the Stratford Festival to be a springboard for Canadian playwrights.
Oh, for sure. And we think back to the studio theater performance or production of Casey and Diana. And, you know, as we often talk about, the intimacy of the studio theater is just incredible.
It is. And to see a play like that in the studio where you feel like you're in the same room with the action that's happening on stage. I miss that when it's not in that kind of theater, but we're so fortunate here in Stratford to be able to have the best theater in the world and the best opportunities to see it.
Exactly, exactly. So again, we wish them well with the run for that at Soul Pepper, but in the meantime, while we're waiting for the upcoming Stratford Festival season, there's also Stratfest at Home.
There is, and we talked a lot about that last week. Richard II from last season has just hit Stratfest at Home, so that's a new one. And I know I said last week that Richard III, which opened the Tom Patterson Theatre with Colin Fiore, is also now available on Stratfest at Home. And just a flag that Death and the King's Horsemen, also from 2 years ago, which people absolutely loved, is only up for one more week. And so if you didn't have a chance to see that in 2022, you're going to want to go to Stratfest at Home and see that remarkable play by Woye Soyinka. Absolutely, so many people came to us and said they were blown away by that. So please, as was I, go and see it. Stratfest at Home is free for 1 month, so if you don't have it, you can give it a try. And its price has been reduced to $7.99 a month.
Gosh, it can't be that for all the content. And as you mentioned, you know, there's a limited edition content, but content keeps changing and keeps adding more and more.
Yeah, it's really exceptional. And yes, it's all of our Shakespeare plays and plays from recent seasons that we've been able to capture, but it also has content from other theaters across the country. So it's an opportunity to really dive deep into Canadian theater performance. And we have, of course, original content on there as well. Dan Shamroy's Lear Estates has got a new season, and that is up there. So there's lots of fun stuff to watch.
Lots of fun stuff at Stratfest at Home. And we have camp registration, something we don't often get to talk about, Anne.
Oh. Our camps are open for registration for this summer, and people should get to it, get their kids in there. It's a really an interesting way for me to run into people from my parents, you know, young parents who my parents' friends who are a bit younger, and they have grandchildren who are now going to the camps. I run into people that way. They come from all over over the place to attend these incredible theater camps, and they are good for grade 7 and 8, grades 8 through 12, and we have a number of different types of camps. There are sort of theater foundations for the younger kids, and then they get more specialized as the kids get older. So there's musical theater focus, there's a Shakespeare focus, and there's also a playwriting camp, which was a huge success when we pioneered that over the pandemic. So that has spaces available still, too. And we have day camps and overnight camps, so there are lots. I think maybe they're all overnight. Lots of options, though, for people there, and it's a good time to think about registering. There is financial assistance available for people as well, so great to look into it. It's all on the website, stratfordfestival.ca.
It is amazing, these kind of opportunities that are available for young people or for families, and I know folks rave about these camps. They just love them.
Yeah, they're incredible. The well, they're taught by teaching artists who are people from the company and from the teachers in our education program. So you really can't beat them. They're tremendous. I don't think there's another opportunity like them in North America.
No, no doubt at all. And an opportunity to buy tickets for early bird pricing.
Yes, you still have another week.
Roughly, February 7th.
Day on February 7th to get up to 25% off. So it's a great time to go look at the calendar and buy some tickets.
All right. And there's lots of continued programming with the Stratford Festival, as this is Black History Month. So again, do keep in touch with the socials and, of course, with stratfordfestival.ca as we head into the month of February. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. And it's always a pleasure. So much going on.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much, Jamie.